Representative Lawson is touring a veterans housing complex on Beaver Street before the roundtable discussion downstairs.
So we're going to show you a studio and then a one-bedroom.
This is wonderful.
16 apartments house formerly homeless vets here at Veterans Villas. But at the forum, many female veterans have come with concerns about the lack of services for them. Female vets make up about 11% of Duval's veteran population, and Duval County is home to the largest number of them in Florida. Former Marine Helena Pugh saw such a need, she founded a nonprofit dedicated to assisting other ladies who serve.
Sahar Veterans Network Incorporated.
She wants to ask Lawson what he'll do to hold organizations who say they help veterans accountable.
You know, obviously there are not a lot of organizations in existence right now that help female veterans, and we know that female veterans are the fastest growing population within the veteran community. So how do we help them with homelessness, especially because most of the programs right now are geared toward homeless male veterans, but female veterans, when they're homeless, they sometimes have children.
Lawson says female veterans are part of the fastest growing group of small business owners in America, and he'd like to incentivize them to continue.
We want to make sure that we remove a lot of the obstacles that stand in the way of women-owned businesses.
Other concerns that come up at the forum are access to health care, mental health services, and bureaucracy in the VA. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.